Okay. Let's see. We were talking about cornbread yesterday. So. Let's see. There's something else that you sometimes have that you boil in cheesecloth with either beans or greens, or something with chicken made out of cornmeal. What would you call that?
Would it be cornmeal mush? I don't believe I know.
And then there's a kind of cornmeal that you cook in a deep pan and it comes out soft and you dish it out like you would dish out mashed potatoes on your plate beside your meat.
I don't know that one, John.
Okay.
Let's see, testing 1, 2, 3.
I don't know that one.
Let's see if it were.
Can you get?
Let's see. If you take a lump of donut dough and dip it with a spoon without making a hole in it, what would you call that?
Donut?
Yeah. Let's see, what would you call it fried in deep fat with three little strips across it?
I don't know it.
Okay. Let's see, sometimes you make up a batter and fry three or four of these at a time. You eat them with syrup and butter.
Batter?
What would you call these?
Batter cake?
Uh-huh. Would they always be made out of wheat flour?
Well, you can mix it. Meal and flour.
Okay. Let's see, if you went to the store to buy two quantities of flour, say,
two sacks.
Or if you bought 32 ounces of flour, you would buy two.
2 pounds, I mean 1 pound.
What would you use to make?
3 pounds.
What would you use to make the bread that is not baking powder or soda? It comes in a little small packet and is dry and granulated.
Baking soda?
Or, let's see, would you call yeast by any other name?
I wouldn't know it.
What would you call the inside part of an egg?
The yolk.
Would there be any other names for this?
The white and the yolk. Egg white and egg yolk.
What color would you say the yolk of an egg is?
Yellow.
If you cooked them in hot water, what would you call them?
Boiled egg.
If you cracked them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water, what kind are they?
Boiled, I suppose.